suddenly the Pentagon opening the door to the possibility of sending hundreds of additional troops to Iraq just one day after that 450 troop level increase was announced. Now, how does this all work? What the Pentagon is talking about is something called lily pads, bases across Iraq where there are Iraqi troops, where U.S. troops may go to help work as military advisors. The idea, they say, is that these troops, these Iraqi troops, need to be trained on basic military tasks, supply, command and control, communications, logistics, repair. All the basic military tasks that keeps an army on the move, well beyond just the shooting of those frontline combat forces. There's a sense that now they need to shift and work on some of these skills. But what it means, actually, is that indeed hundreds of more U.S. troops could be headed there. They are already looking at 3 to 4 additional sites, and a Pentagon official said, you know, they're looking not at hundreds of sites, but hundreds of locations where they might have to put U.S. troops eventually. Not that they're going to go to hundreds of places, but they're picking out the ones they need. All of this really first articulated by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, but the Pentagon coming up publicly a short time ago saying, yes, they are now actively considering this. It could make the U.S. mission in Iraq increase and grow significantly. Brianna?
Okay, so all we know really is that they could be moving, or they will be moving, hundreds of troops, not exactly sure, to some new sites, still to be determined number of sites, right?
That's right. 3 to 4 is what we're hearing for sort of the most realistic possibility in the future. This is now the military plan we know that the Pentagon and the U.S. Central Command have been working on behind the scenes. None of this had really been made public, and certainly not in the last 24 hours when the White House came out and announced those 450 troops to go to that base in Anbar province. But it turns out what we've learned now, that's the model. That's the model that they're looking at. They're sending those 450 troops to help advise and assist. And that's what they're looking at now. They'll continue with some of the training, but if Iraqi troops are going to go to Mosul, if they're going to go to Ramadi, if they're going to go to Beji, if they're going to go retake all the areas where ISIS is, they need a lot better skills, a lot basic, better military skills. The idea is that these U.S. troops would help, but let's be clear, the risk is they are going into an area much closer to combat. The risk for those troops grows.